Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I'm just going to highlight a couple of important halachas that relate to the laws of Chazara on Shabbos. So basically, we're learning about an Isser Derabbanon called Chazara on Shabbos, which means that even though you're not cooking on Shabbos, because the food, let's say, is already fully cooked, there's an Isser Midrabbanon called Chazara on Shabbos, which means that if you remove the food from the fire on Shabbos, you took the pot off the flame, and you want to dole out some, let's say, chon to Friday night, and now you want to return that pot to the flame on Shabbos, it's usser. It's usser midrabbanon. Why? So there's a machlekes as to why this should be so. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that we should be stringent for both reasons. The main reason seems to be mechzik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. It looks like you're cooking if you return something to the fire on Shabbos. It looks like you're cooking for the first time. And therefore, it's asur midrabbanon because of this appearance that it has like cooking. If you have the conditions of Chazara outlined in Shulchan Aruch that allow this, the conditions basically mitigate this concern because it makes it clear that it's just a continuation of the first cooking. And the first cooking was initiated before Shabbos, so it's permissible. So one of the conditions is that it still has to be in your hand, or you still have to have a grip on the pot when you put it down to dole out the food. The fact that it's oyde b'yode makes it clear that it's just a continuation of the first cooking. Another one is that it has to be daitai lachsar. Your intent when taking it off has to have been that you're planning on returning it afterwards to the fire. That, again, it makes it clear that it's just a continuation of the first bishul, negating the concern of mechzik and mevashel. So those are two of the conditions. One of the conditions is also that it has to be fully cooked, obviously. Also, it has to be still warm. And the last condition is, which is really one of the most important conditions, and that is there has to be a blech. So you have to be returning it to the fire when there's some type of blech scenario, grufa or ketubah. So those are basically the five conditions. It has to be returned to the fire with a blech. It has to be fully cooked. It has to be still warm. It has to be still in your hand, or your hand has still a grip on it. And it has to be daitai lachsar. You have to have intent when taking it off that you're going to return it. There's another corollary of this, and this is an Isser Derabbanon, also part of the general category of Chazara, and that's called Nesina Lechatchila. Nesina Lechatchila means you're not returning it on Shabbos when it was removed from the fire on Shabbos. That's Chazara, that's what we just mentioned. You need conditions of Chazara, because otherwise it's Mechzik Mevashel. There's also a second reason for Chazara, and that is that Shami Yechata Begchom. If you return something to the fire on Shabbos, you might stoke the coals, you might adjust the flame, you might accelerate the cooking process on Shabbos. That's Chazara. There's another Isser Midrabbanon included in Chazara, and that is Nesina Lechatchila, which means that the food is already fully cooked from before Shabbos. It's in the fridge, though. It's cold. You want to just put it on the flame to heat up on Shabbos. It's Isser Midrabbanon to put something directly on the flame. Why? It looks like you're cooking. It's Mechzik Mevashel. That's why it's only mutter to, let's say, take the cocoa and put it on top of a pot that's already having food inside and cooking, like on top of the crock pot, let's say. Why? Because then it's not the norm to cook this way, and therefore it's clear that it's not cooking for Shabbos, it's just warming up. So it's not Mechzik Mevashel. I just want to highlight a couple of important points. Number one of the conditions that we mentioned to allow Chazara on Shabbos is that the food has to still be warm. Now, note, I said that the food has to be still warm in order to allow Chazara on Shabbos. So if you take, let's say, chalant off the flame to dole out, and after taking some chalant, you want to put it back on the flame. So number one has to be a blech. You have to have the other conditions. But one of the conditions is that the food has to still be warm when you return to the fire on Shabbos. We should point out that not everyone agrees, and some are more machmer. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not okay to do Chazara on Shabbos if it's not still Yadzei Levesbay. So that means it's not enough that it's warm. It has to actually be hot, according to the Shulchan Aruch. It has to be Yadzei Levesbay, which according to Rav Moshe is 110 degrees Fahrenheit, at least. But we're Mekel. The Ramo is Mekel, and the Ramo says it does not have to be Yadzei Levesbay in order to do Chazara. All it has to be is still warm. Why? So there seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah, and Lamaisa we're going to be Machmer. In other words, there's two potential reasons why it still has to be warm in order to do Chazara on Shabbos. Number one, if let's say we're talking about a liquid, so the halacha is that when you have a liquid that's totally cooled down, So even if it's already been previously cooked, we assume lechatchila we're machmer yesh bishel achar bishel b'dover lach shenitzdan in legamri, which means that once the liquid's cooled down, let's say chicken soup, and it's cooled down, it's totally cold now, it's not warm, we're concerned that there might be a violation of actual bishel to return it to the fire on Shabbos. So it seems like when it comes to a dover lach, a liquid, this condition that in order to do chazar has to be warm is to negate the problem of bishel, because when it comes to a liquid, yesh bishel achar bishel, there's a bishel problem if it's completely been cooled down. Now, as long as it's still warm, even if it's not hot, as long as it's still warm. Now, what's considered warm? So the place can say, as long as most people who would only eat this food hot would still eat this, it's warm enough that they would eat it. In other words, it doesn't have to be the optimum temperature for them, but they would consider this still a warm soup. Let's say it's soup, so most people would still consider this hot enough to be eaten, okay? So it doesn't have to be out to lettuce, but it has to be still warm. That's when it comes to a liquid. The question is, what about a solid food? If you have a solid food that's already cooked, we paschke, there's no isser of bishel to reheat something that's already been previously cooked, even if it's cooled down. So when it comes to this condition of chazara of oydei cham, that it still has to be warm, does this condition apply by a solid food? I understand by a liquid, because there's an actual bishel problem. But the question is, what about a solid food? So Mishneh Berurah seems to contradict himself a little bit, but halacha lemaisa were machmer lechatchila, even by a solid food, that in order for you to do chazara on Shabbos with the solid food, it has to be still warm. It doesn't have to be yatzei lezboi, but still warm. Why? Because if it's not warm, if it's totally cooled down, you will have the concern of mechzikim b'vashel. It looks like you're cooking for the first time. You want it to be still warm so it's clear that it's just a continuation of the first cooking on Shabbos. However, if, let's say, you messed up and it's not still warm, so we are going to distinguish between a solid and a liquid. Because by liquid it's more of a problem, because there's an actual bishel problem if it's nistan in, if it cools down. So then we would say don't return it on Shabbos. When it comes to a solid, even though lechatchila, we say that it still has to be warm for you to do chazara. If you messed up, b'shas hatzayrech, we would allow you to do it. You do chazara even though it's not still warm. Okay? So those are the operating factors as it relates to this condition of oydei cham. Again, so one of the five conditions of chazar is that it still has to be warm. According to the Mechaber, it has to be still yadzei lethesboi. According to the Ramah, which Ashkenazim follow, it's not necessary for it to be yadzei lethesboi, which is 110 degrees. It's enough if it's still warm. And most people would still consider this, let's say, a warm soup or a warm chalent. But there is a difference between a solid food and a liquid food. When it comes to a liquid, it's more of a requirement that it be warm because there's a potential bishel problem if it cools down legamri. Masha ink, and when it comes to a solid food, it's only else mechzik mevashel that we want it to be still warm. And therefore, if you messed up and it's cooled down, we would be mekel, and in a time of need, we would allow you to return it.